live in a different kind of jail. Either those are limitations of our mind or fears of our soul. Dikin Patel is a co-creator of a jail university, a real institution in India. And the purpose of this university is not to teach the inmates so they can learn, because no one can teach us anything unless we are willing to learn. This university is about connection on a deeper level of being. Talking to Dikin feels like immersing into this wise and thoughtful story, where you start to believe that world is indeed a beautiful place to be. This is a Non-Cool People podcast, and we start this episode with a question about gifts. No, not the material stuff, but what is that one gift that Dikin has as a human being?
Ah, that's a good question to start. But first of all, I say namaste, which is the most Indian way to greet. We call namaste. So the literal meaning is the soul within me is honoring the soul within you. But I love to play with the word. So I change it. So I call natmaste, which is the crazy within me is honoring crazy within you. So so there are so many gifts which we all have. This question reminds me immediately this Oscar Wilde's very beautiful saying. He say whatever you want, you know, inevitably you become that one. And that is one of your biggest punishment, because you know, if you don't know what you want to be, then you can be anything. So you are not the one who is that person or who is that to carry the gift, but you have so many multiple form of gift which comes time to time. So far there are many gifts which I have and which popped up time to time through the investment analytical, investment banking, stock trading, clowning, you know, like a smile, and so many more to yet to be discovered. So I am who I choose to be in this moment. One of the best gift is to be connecting with each other. So that's what I have right now in this moment.
That's very beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
So how did you end up clowning, and how did your smile help this process?
I born in India, part of the planet called India. I born in a really urban slum, so-called urban slum. So my journey was started from there. When you are born in urban slum, it's not your choice. Somehow you are thrown there or invited there. But you basically you're born in a scarcity. And then the journey starts for going to move yourself from that scarcity to abundance. And then I found the only way of abundance is to having this material wealth. You know, there are so many. Later I discover we all have a multiple form of poverties, you know, some of wants only to be popular, some of wants to be rich, some of wants to be, you know, paparazzi. You know, we have all these multiple form of poverty we carrying, but when I born, I have this poverty of more a material wealth and money. So I ended up somehow in a stock market, and I was stock trader. I was in the finance system and working global finance system. But then I found very limitation in that, because in capitalism, you never make money, you extract money. And then it took me to very different self experiments to myself, and somehow I ended up in Camino de Santiago in Spain. Pilgrimage is an amazing thing, because you met so many people and it's realizing you are one of them, because you can be engineer, you can be teacher, you can be coach, you can be yoga teacher, you can be massager, you know, whatever you want to be. But I was lost, I was in that way, what is my gift? And then I decided, let's share what you have, you know, what can I give? The more you give, the more abundance you feel. But I was lost what I can share. And somebody told me, You have a nice smile. It was the just one simple, you know, gestures or compliment, which made me reflect deeply. And it took me into the clowning space because I have this crazy energy within me and I like crazy things. So that took me to the journey of clowning. Then that clowning goes further. So that was my journey with the clowning.
I really find it beautiful what you said about moving from scarcity to abundance. And it doesn't always have to be abundance in terms of wealth and money and all the things that are material things, but also abundance of joy and love and all the things that are within us. And I can feel you are abundant in these kind of experiences. I've been to Santiago, Camino de Santiago as well. I guess I wanted to find myself in a way, but trip was just the beginning of finding it. So it's a very interesting experience, and you really learn a lot about yourself. What is one lesson that you've learned about yourself that really changed your life?
The one lesson, if I can say, I learned in my life, because I say like Camino is not really, I say that path of pilgrimage. Camino is wherever we're walking, because every day, you know, we have our own complexity, challenges, joy, fun. We go through the everyday different form of pilgrimage, our own ways. There is nothing right and wrong in that. But one thing which really made me so wide open was while I was walking on that path, and I did experiments to walk without money, because, you know, it's so easy to give something, you know, if you have two pair of shoes, it's easy to, you know, give one pair of shoes, but it's so difficult for your ego to receiving the things. And sometimes to receiving, it makes you more humble than giving. So I decided, okay, let me go other way around to receive things. So I decided to walk on that path without money. And in that walking, there are many experiences happen. I just learned one thing is the nature of your mind is keep doubting. And the nature of your heart is keep believing. So when you move from doubt to believe, some magic is always unfolding. Maybe sometimes on a tangible form and sometimes in a very intangible form. And that journey, you never know where it takes you, because the some simple compliment in that time I received, like, you have a beautiful smile, that took me to clowning and the more unfolding of this life. So that's the lesson I learned. Magic always unfolds when you're just moving from doubt to belief.
Vicky, you have to write a book with all these wisdoms. And I was going to ask you, what is your mantra of life or your wisdom? But you are just keep on throwing these mantras and wisdoms to me, so I don't even need to ask this question. That's amazing.
What I feel sometimes, you know, when you are not speak or not share to impress somebody, then you know that word become pilgrimage. So, you know, I'm not doing for influencing people, or really, I'm just sharing what is really coming through the heart in this moment. Particularly, you will ask me some other day, what was your wisdom? I will not able to even share. So, you know, like, this is also like, so many people told me, like, oh, you should write a book, you know, and I say, I will go trap into the another ego game, like how many books going to be sell. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to be in this ego game, but I really just receiving your love through that appreciation. That's amazing to have these words and presence.
So let's talk about Jail Yes. University. What's this project? What does it mean to you?
So Jail University is one of the closest project in my heart, which I carry. And I call, you know, like, for the larger audience, it's a project. But for me, it's not a project. It's a deep process. Because if I stuck in a project, I limit myself. But if I see as a process, I always learn. And we become co-pilgrim and co-learner and, you know, co-living. So just I'm trying and exploring with that. So first, I like to share that jail is not a physical thing. Jail is like things what we created around us, multiple form of jails what we have around us. And the journey started for me to move from that jail to liberation. Even Michelangelo says once, I saw angel and I made him free. So you always question, I was always questioning, you know, who is taking our freedom, you know, like who is controlling us? There was a multiple form of reflections when I heard this one simple quote. And then I was like very churning. And then I found it's like a freedom from yourself to your higher self. That's what the angel comes. There is no physical angel lives anywhere in the world, but it's like the angel within you. So my journey is started with the jail is I started to work with the different social sectors and social organization after I left my stock trading, investment banking. And then I found the game is the same, like in the social sector, in NGO, in the institutes, it's all corporate agenda. So the journey took me more deeper and deeper to dig it. What does it mean, you know? And then I found, you know, it's only the reflection of our own society because someone wants to be extracting more. So someone has to steal or someone has to asking for that. You know, share. And as I like coming from very humble background and very vulnerable background as a childhood, you teach with that conditioning, you are poor because, you know, like you are lazy, you are working less, or you don't have a skill. And then you come into the reality, you found, you know, everybody is so intelligent, so like having degrees and everything, and they only earn like 5,000, 10,000 euro maximum, like average. Most of the common people every month or maybe $20,000, but still you see the richest person's income, which is 1/2 of $20,000. So what makes difference between me and him, you know, like we are sharing the same beautiful world. So that's how the question took me in a deeper journey for jail. So I found the education, jail, army, and factory, they are working on the same design principle to make people slave. So the whole deeper agenda or intention to be just reimagining education through that process also. And I'm deeply grateful I met Manish, one of my co-founder with that. He's very loving soul brothers. So we took a journey together in jail, reimagining education or maybe more soul journey or spiritual practices, because I went through also lots of meditation and yoga and spiritual practices. But one point of time, I realized it's time for not really meditation of yoga, it's time for mad intentions. So that was the journey, and we decided let's work with the rejected people, because the jail is the reflection of our own society, and still the people is coming from one of us. Maybe you could be in jail, and then you know, like they are most rejected. They were rejected by family, socially, and still it's not finishing that. People who is outside, they're criticizing, they live on our taxes. So it's even more worse, you know. like, you know, one of them is not even extracting anything. We just share one part of things and they are into the rejected spot. And one who is extracting from their resources, wealth, relationship, they made them work 12 hours. They are still in the list of Fortune 500. So this is like a really paradoxical, ironical world where we live. But same again, that the deeper question behind that was like how you can address those complexity, you know, and mind have a very limitation, the intellect have very limitation, what I found through my journey. So I was just holding this question, what would be the one fearless experiment of love? So it could be anywhere, you know. I started with the jail. So we decided in jail we will just the one of the biggest thing what we can reclaim these days is reclaiming our connections, reclaiming our humanity, reclaiming our own self, you know. So how to be reclaim those things and how to take journey more deeper through yourself also, through your being, not so much of doing. So that's how my journey started with the Yale University. And basically in Yale University, which works in India, which is the first university, works in the prison, and we don't have any professors. Inmates are only professors, and they are also learners, because as you talk about in beginning, which we all have a different gifts. So sometimes in Sanskrit, we don't have a word for teaching. Nobody can teach you any thing until you are not willing to learn something. Everybody is around us is teacher. If you are just willing to learn something, we change the module of more education system, like rather go through the pre-formulated ideas, because so many times it's happening in education system. Somebody make policy in Geneva or France without knowing local language, without knowing local culture, without knowing local connection with the land. So we just trying to be celebrating our diversity through that process, and how to be co-creating those space through our diversity and through our indifferences. So the Yale University is working that way.
What are those subjects that are available for inmates in jail? Do they learn meditation? Yes. Or practice, rather say
yes. So when we start beginning the Yale University, the whole requirement is to not learn something but unlearn something what we already learned, you know, on so many wrong ways. So the Yale University is just being catalyst for unlearning so many things what you learned already. All the university focus for the job and careers, and this university more focus of soul. So we started, like, you know, in the jail, like normal government or NGO thinkings are how they integrated in the society and how they becoming better person. But my question is, they already integrated. They came from the same society where they were integrated, you know. There is something broken in that. So that's why they brought in that space. So rather than integrated, how they can learn to make their own ship, rather than sailing in the someone else's boat. So the first thing is to be go more deeper with themselves. So we started with the simple things like a painting, like a yoga, meditation, music, which can help you to, like, repair your soul. Like, soul never can be broken, but more things sometimes we forgot about to just connect with our own deeper self, who we deep down we are. So we're just trying, and with very playful things with around that, and then it goes further, like to the skill. Then we started like a salon industries, like a haircutting, filmmaking. Then there were so many inmates are coming from very humble background, like a farming background. So we started organic farming, and it's not about to be like exploit the soil, but the real connection what we found soil to soul. So it's a very deeper process in that. We started that studio, we started to painting the jails, because India infrastructures are a little different than Europe. So you cannot imagine even the conditioning in Indian jails. So these are all this happening very organically, dependent on what inmates really wants to learn.
Yeah, this is one thing I wanted to ask you, what you've said before, which is really true, that we cannot teach someone unless they want to learn. So when you come to jail with all these new things for them, how did they accept it, or how did they take it? Were they like super happy from the beginning, or...
Yeah, that was all this unfolding as a process, and through the deep connection, you know, like you are just not being representing your organization. I just tell you one simple story which gave this deeper answer of the mystery, you know, which really inspired me. So this is the story of one of the nephrosurgeon in US, and she used to do this very dialysis a process to the one lady, which is normal, monotonous 15 minutes process to changing blood. So one day she has to go to party, and she was like, really, you know, forget to dialysis, you know, one of the patients. And when she was dressed up, she realized, you know, she forgot one, and she decided, okay, the hospital is on my way. I will stop by doing that 15 minutes dialysis and going back to that party. So what happened when she went to the dialysis, she went and the lady stopped and said, like, oh, I'm so grateful. Thank you so much. And then, you know, like normally that lady used to say thank you, but this time she was like super excited and super happy and very smiling. And the doctor was saying, what happened today? What made I different today? And that lady told her, you know, you touch me. Because, you know, in that hurry, the doctor forget to wear medical gloves. And first time she really feel the touch of a human being, you know, in the 20 years of her dialysis history. So that doctor wrote amazing research about it. She wrote very beautiful things. Like when you're trying to help somebody, you're trying to see yourself very superior, which is also one ego. If you're trying to see something to fix, you're trying to see something broken, which is your very skeptical mindset, urban mindset, colonial mindset. And then it's like once you're becoming one, the service blossoming organically. Same happening in the Yale University. When you're not coming from your colonized mindset to be control them or teach them, or just you just go for the intention of connecting and just sharing your presence, things you are connecting with very deeper level of being, and then you know what is the deep down longing of that soul, not of that body. So then it's unfolding. Like you say, like, okay, someone told me, like, oh, I have a childhood dream to establish the salon, you know, and then new complexity arise, like how to start salon in the jail, because they will not able to work with the razors and scissors and everything, but love can be bridge in between those. And then somebody start, oh, I want to earn some money. How you can make something more creative and also help them to earn some money. So you started filmmaking, one after another thing. That way it's like really unfolded. It was not really pre-formulated. And sometimes I reflecting, you know, because of that, Yale University became really, really one of the amazing space of joy and way deeper healing and soul journeys. Take them from their higher self of their inner transformation, being catalyst for their inner transformation. Even so many inmates are really, really free from Yale University now. And they're setting up their own bands, they're setting up their own academies. And I can trust like a blind, because you know, if somebody is coming from the three murders, you will also hesitate to take a trust. But I know I'm witnessing of their journey of their own self to higher self. That really took me more and more hope and faith for myself also. Because any kind of any form of service, whatever you do, the whole idea is to be not really what you're doing externally, but what you are carrying internally, or what you're becoming in that process internally. So the any form of like a project or process or anything what you do, the whole journey is becoming humble, no? Like, or becoming more simple in that complexity. So that's really very unique in this Yale University, because it's based on connection, not. And sometimes I reflecting also, no, like if I would have think like, oh, I want to start this project, let's make a board meeting, let's make a 10 volunteers, how will I find fund, how will I find, you know, it would never happen, you know, with the fundraising never things work, you know, with the friend raising it works. So yeah,
friend raising, with the friend, yeah. You need to find that one person or somebody who is in it with you, and then connect with those people. And who is a cool person?
Who is the cool person? Each one of us is a cool person. Each one of us is hero in their own stories and own ways. You know, like if I have to share one line, I say like people who feel more is the more cool. because the system and everything made us so numb. We're not even feeling the suffering or what is happening around. So I think in that context, I can say in one line, the people who is more feel rather than see is more cool.
If you enjoy this podcast and you'd like to hear more, please subscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts. And now, think of one action you can do today, a small step, to break out of your inner jail and do one fearless experiment of love towards yourself. I see you next episode.